Okay, let's get cracking. Today we are continuing in the third parak of Maseches Arla. Today we're learning Parak Gimel Mishnah Vav and Parak Gimel Mishnah Zayin. The halachos of Kilei HaKerem, which again dealt with the various crops that weren't allowed to be planted together in the field, are very similar to the halachos of Arla, which again refers to those fruits that cannot be eaten or benefited from during the first 3 years. How are they similar? So number one, both Arla and Kilei HaKerem must be burnt. Number two, both Arla and Kilei HaKerem are asur b'hana. You cannot get any benefit from either of them, in addition to obviously eating them. And number three, both can become nullified, both of them can become batel in a mixture of 200 to 1. If there's 200 times more non-kilei hakerem or non-arla than arla or kilei hakerem, then the 200 to 1 ratio works in order for bittel to work, in order for the nullification process to take effect. Based on this, the Mishnah is now going to deal with nullifying bundles of kilei hakerem. Says the Mishnah, Misha hayla chavile Tilton, shall kilei hakerem yidolku. If someone has bundles of fenugreek that were forbidden as kilei hakerem, again, fenugreek, like we learned previously, is this herb with edible leaves. The seeds were often used as a spice. And in this particular case, the fenugreek had been planted together with or next to grapevines, and therefore it became usur as kilei hakerem. So certainly in this case, they must be burnt, just like any case of kilei hakerem. However, nisarvu ba'achirim, if any of these bundles of fenugreek that are kilei hakerem become mixed with other bundles of fenugreek that are mutter, that are permitted to be eaten, kulam yidalku, they must all be burnt, even if there were 200 more bundles of permitted fenugreek. Divrei Rabbi Meir, these are the words of Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir again is lishitaso. He believes at the end of the day that this is considered to be a davar chashuv, a bundle of fenugreek is something that is significant, and therefore, according to him, it cannot be nullified. Bittul does not work. However, v'chachamim omrin, the chachamim say no, yalu be'achadu ma'asayim, they can become nullified in a mixture of 201. The 200 to 1 ratio does work, and the fenugreek, says the chachamim, would be able to be nullified if they are mixed in with other fenugreek bundles that are not kilei hakerem. Now in Perek Gimel Mishnah Zayin, the Mishnah is going to explain the basis of this machlokas between Rabbi Meir on the one hand and the Chachamim on the other hand. Not only in this previous Mishnah, but throughout this Perek where we discussed in various cases that when it came to various begadim, various articles of clothing and garments, where either a strand or the garment itself was dyed with arla dyes from arla peels. And Rabbi Meir said in all these cases, they're considered to be davar chashuv. You can't be mevatel them. Bittul nullification doesn't work. And therefore, they have to burn all of the different articles of clothing, or you have to burn all the different shirts and so on. And in this case, you have to burn all of the bundles of fenugreek because bittul does not work. Whereas the chum say, no, bittul does work. 200 to 1 ratio would work to be mevatel the clothing, to be mevatel the bundles of fenugreek. Says the Mishnah, Shehayir Rabbi Meir Omer, Rabbi Meir would say, as Shedarko Limonos Mikadesh, something that is customarily counted when it is sold, and not merely estimated, right? If something's really, really important and valuable, then you're going to count it. You're going to make sure that it's certain, that it's, sold in the proper count, in the exact count of the pieces, and not merely by estimating how many there are. So according to Rabbi Meir, anything that is customarily counted in specifically and simply not estimating, that would prohibit any mixture into which it falls, right? So according to him, bittul would not work. It's considered to be a davar chashuv, an important thing, as long as it is counted when it is sold. And according to Meir, certainly the fenugreek bundles are counted, the various garments are counted, and you're not just going to give away a million shirts. Certainly garments are counted. And therefore, bittul would not work with them, according to Rabbi Meir. But the Chachamim say, no, Eino Mekadish Elo Shisha Devarim Bilvad. Only six items prohibit the mixture into which they fall without being nullified. Only six items, says Rabbi Meir, are going to prevent nullification from happening, are so chashuv, are so important, that bittul would not work. Rabbi Akiva Omer Shiva. Rabbi Akiva holds that there are seven items. What are these six items according to the Chachamim? Or seven items according to Rabbi Akiva? Akiva, that does not allow bittul to take place because these are chashuv, these are important dvarim chashuvim, important items. So ve'eluhim, and these are the six items. Goze perach, the walnut of perach, rimone badan, the pomegranates of Badan, these are just places, vechavios sisumos, and the sealed barrels of wine, vechulfos charadin, and leaves of beets, vechulse crove, stalks of cabbage, udelos yevanis, and the Greek gourd. These items are so chashuv, these items are so important, that they would not allow bittul to work, and if either they're mixed up for Arla or mixed up for Kili HaKarim, you have to burn all of them and the bittul would not work. Rabbi Akiva, Omer Rabbi Akiva says, Af kikaros shel bal habayis, also the loaves of a householder, as the Bartonura points out, the loaves of a householder are larger than the loaves of a baker, and therefore these cases are all dvarim chashuvim, important items, and therefore they would not allow bittul to work, the nullification process to work. Now, if any of these seven items were usur, they were forbidden, and they became mixed with similar items, they do not become nullified. Bittul does not work. And the Mishnah is now going to explain how exactly these seven items became usur, how exactly these seven items became forbidden, how ro'i la'arla arla, the ones in this list that were fit to be arla were forbidden as arla, like kili hakarim, kili hakarim, and the ones on this list that were fit to be kili hakarim were forbidden to be kili hakarim. And of the seven foods that were listed in this previous Mishnah, the three of them, the walnuts of perach, the pomegranates of Badan, the grapes for the sealed barrels of wine, those are all fit to be arla, since they grow on trees, and therefore for the first 3 years they're arla, so if they get mixed in with anything else, it's considered to be arla. You gotta burn all of them because they're dvarim chashuvim, they're important items, and bittul does not work. However, the next three items, the beet leaves, the heads of the cabbage, the Greek gourds, and the vegetables, are vegetables, and therefore they cannot be arla. Rather, what can they? They can become forbidden. They can become usur as kili hakarim, by being planted in a vineyard, by being planted in near grapes that are growing. So, just a quick review. Perek Gimel Mishnah Vav discussed the halacha of kile hakarem. We know this, that the halacha of kile hakarem are very similar to the halachas of arla. And we said that if a person has bundles of fenugreek that were forbidden as kile hakarem, they got to be burnt immediately. If they're mixed up with other bundles of fenugreek, so that was the machlokes once again between Rabbi Meir and the Chacham, can bittul work or not? Rabbi Meir says no. You have to burn all of the bundles. Bittul does not work. It's dvarim chashuvim. And the Chacham say no. You may be mevatel them as long as there's 200 more regular fenugreek bundles that are not kili hakarem, 200 times more than the fenugreek that was kili hakarem. And then Perek Gimel Mishnah Zion discussed exactly what Rabbi Meir and the Chacham were arguing about both in the previous Mishnah and previous Mishnah. And we said that according to Rabbi Meir, a davar chashuv is really anything that is customarily counted when it is sold and not merely estimated. That would prohibit the mixture into which it falls. That would not allow bittul to work. However, the Chacham say no. There are six items specifically. Rabbi Kiva says seven items specifically that are so dvarim chashuv, that are so chashuv, that they would not allow bittul from working, but anything else, like the garments that we learned previously, like the bundles of fenugreek, would still be in the category of bittul. Bittul would work for them in both the case of kili hakarem or in the case of arla, and they would work. What are the six items? So the Mishnah gave us the six items according to Rabbi Akiva. There was even a seventh item, and we said that the first group of items were those that were fruits for arla. The next group of items were items that were vegetables for kili hakarim. And again, they're so chashuv, they're so important, that the bittul, the nullification, wouldn't work for them according to the Chachamim. Have a great day.